Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
A boy was once asked to pray before his family began to eat dinner. As he bowed his head to pray, he took a look at what was on his plate. Then, closing his eyes, he prayed, "Lord, I don't like the looks of it, but I'll thank you and eat it anyway." Kids say the funniest things, but you know, this one's got it right. His prayer is an important lesson in the Christian life. God does not always set in front of us exactly what we want. It's not always easy to be thankful. In this difficult world, it is far easier to feel anxious, worried, even distressed when we look at what is all getting piled up on our plate. And I believe that's where Jesus meets us today. In the midst of our fear and worry, he says to us, "Be not anxious for your life." In our gospel reading today, he was speaking to a particular audience, and he listed such things as what you will eat, what you will drink, or what you will wear. But this morning, he speaks personally to each one of us. Whatever we're facing, physical pain, sickness, family troubles, financial difficulties, loneliness, heartache, trials, or sorrow. In all of these things, to me and to you, our Lord says, "Be not anxious for your life." It's often difficult to follow his command and turn from anxiety and fear to thankfulness. But in word and in deed, St. Paul offers hope to those who find themselves in the midst of such a struggle. The word of God spoken through Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul was not only inspired to write these words, his life experience stands as historic evidence of their validity. He describes some of the trials that he endured in a letter that he wrote to the Corinthians. It was there that Paul said of his own life, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." There is no question. Paul experienced unthinkable trials and sorrows. He tells us to give thanks in every circumstance, not as a man who's never been there, but as a brother who knows what it means to suffer. Another man who turned from fear and anxiety and chose to be thankful in every circumstance was German Archdeacon Martin Rinkert. Now, I've shared his story with you before, but it more than merits repeating. In the 1600s, he served in the walled town of Eilenburg during the horrors of the 30 Years' War. During the war, Eilenburg became an overcrowded refuge for that entire area. And the refugees suffered from disease and famine. At the beginning of 1637, there were four ministers there. But one of them just abandoned his post to serve in a better area. And Martin Rinkert officiated at the funerals of the other two. As the only minister left, he often had to conduct burial services for as many as 40 to 50 people a day. Almost 5,000 people in all. And in May of that year, his own wife died. Yet living in a world dominated by death, he wrote a prayer of thanksgiving for his children to offer to the Lord. So picture this man and his children in the middle of that circumstance, praying these words. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms hath led us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. That thankful prayer, written in the midst of such heartache, was later set to music. And we will conclude our service today by singing those words. As we do, may we remember when and where they were written. May we consider this example and recognize the truth that thankfulness to God is not a self-centered appreciation for what God does for us in this life, but a God-centered appreciation for his faithfulness both in this life and in the life to come. The timeless reality of God's faithfulness, the eternal truth that he still is ours today, is at the heart of what Jesus is communicating when he says, "Be not anxious for your life." In that phrase, our Lord is directing us to place our lives completely in the hands of Almighty God. Once again, he wants us to remember who we are and whose we are. No matter the trials we face, no matter how life this side of heaven can make us feel, we are the beloved children of God. And though we may not always like what we see on our plate, we must approach our Father with the humble, obedient faith of a child, giving thanks always and for everything to God our Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and ever. Amen.